You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. My name is Tao Nguyen.
Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks to Indeed for sponsoring this episode. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. This episode contains explicit language.
Phoebe Bridgers is a singer-songwriter from Los Angeles. In September 2017, she released her debut album, Stranger in the Alps. One of the breakout songs from that album was Scott Street, a song Phoebe co-wrote with her drummer, Marshall Vohr. In this episode, Phoebe and Marshall break down how the song went from an unfinished cassette recording to an acoustic demo to the finished album version.
I'm Phoebe Bridgers.
This is Marshall Vohr, drummer of Phoebe Bridgers.
We met in like late 2014, became fast friends, hung out every day. We started talking about music.
I remember we were just hanging out a lot, and then you would just be having an idea or something, and you'd be like, what do you think of this? Or I would do the same thing, like, I have this idea, what do you think of that? And it seemed like some songs ended up coming out of that together.
And so we started writing a lot of songs, and this one, it's an idea that Marshall had.
I like had a guitar and was sitting on Phoebe's bed playing the chords. I had just got a cassette machine and I thought it was cool. So there's a cassette demo.
Walking Scott Street feeling like a stranger. Open heart, open.
I just kind of had these lyrics from my phone, which were the first opening lyrics of the song. I first started writing those lyrics in 2014. I was walking from my apartment to my friend's house, and I was just singing what was happening. I grabbed my mail on the way out, and in between us was an Arco gas station where we would buy stuff.
Got a stack of mail in a tall can. It's a shower beer, it's a payment plan.
And that's pretty much all that there was. Just a few lyrics and then the little tag that is, do you feel ashamed?
Do you feel ashamed?
And I like fell in love with it, but it was really only like half a song.
It was like something that I would play around the house, what little bit was there. And then it wasn't until much later that Phoebe sort of threw a lasso around it and made it into something usable. You grab the guitar and we just hashed the rest of it out.
I like made up completely different chords that I thought were cooler.
Walking Scott Street feeling like a stranger.
And then that tag, the do you feel ashamed lyric, you were kind of thinking of that as like a pre-chorus, and then it would like open up into some big chorus, but I told him not to. I really like songs where it makes the listener kind of fill in the blanks, and I just felt like some big chorus would italicize the subtext in a way that I didn't like. And then he was like, okay, but just like hear me out. And played it again. It was like, do you feel ashamed when you hear my name? And then he goes, I hope you do. This is so ridiculous. And that was exactly what I meant. any commentary on what was just said felt completely unnecessary and actually kind of took away from the point to me. So I like kind of stopped you from like overwriting it.
Definitely. There was a lot of like moments that were not very understated or pretty, but the "Do You Feel Ashamed" lyric comes from a place when I had this like really crazy time in my life. I was 25. I had played a show and I was standing by the curb waiting for the van to pick me up. And then a fight broke out and my leg was broken. Basically, these guys tripped over me and they snapped my leg in half and everybody ran away. So there was like an entire year where I didn't walk or play music or do anything. And I just started dating someone. And so they more or less took care of me through the time that it took me to go through this whole leg thing. And I remember during that time, like, not seeing any of my real friends and being very upset. And I remember the person I was dating telling me, like, your friends aren't here for you. Your friends don't love you. And years later, when me and this person broke up, and I would talk to my friends, they were trying to see me the whole time. This person was telling them, like, Marshall doesn't want to see you. And I remember waking up to this thing that, like, this person did love me, but they were also working against me. And so I just wonder if they're ashamed of that kind of thing and if they've grown up.
So then we wrote the second verse. We wanted it to be a dialogue.
Phoebe made that verse into like a conversation that you would be having with someone from your past.
It's so sad and weird to play catch up with someone who was so intimately involved in your life for so long. And it was entirely imagined. It was like, what would a conversation like that be? What would the person be asking?
I asked you, how is your sister? She got her degree. I said that makes me feel old. You said, what does that make me?
Running into somebody that you spent all that time with and realizing that the world has changed and it's not the same world that it was even a few years ago is a really heavy thing to deal with.
I made the demo kind of to map out what my idea of the structure was, and I played it for my producer, Tony, because I like really wanted to put it on my record, and he was like, this isn't a real song. And I, like, a couple weeks later was like, I'm going to just experiment. I'm going to play him the exact same thing again, because I think this is a real song and I think it is good. And I did. And he got really excited and, like, did not remember me showing it to him for the first time when he didn't like it. So then we went into record and started with guitar. The acoustic guitar is a J45 that Glen Campbell owned. Glen Campbell's a country singer from the 60s and 70s. It's, like, my favorite guitar that exists in the entire universe. It's, like, so dead. Like, it doesn't ring at all. And that's what's so great about it to me.
Walking Scott Street feeling like a stranger with an open heart, open container.
I love doubling my vocals. 85% of the music I listen to is Elliott Smith, and he does it so aggressively, and I loved it.
Been out haunting the neighborhood, and everybody can see I'm no good. I'm walking out between parked cars with my head full of stars.
I loved the quality that it gives a voice.
spending money and I earned it. When I'm lonely, that's when I'll burn it.
It takes some of the emotion out of my voice, which can be melodramatic sometimes, especially when talking about my feelings, which I do often. And so it was a way to take it out of that zone and be more expressive in, like, the production.
There's helicopters over my head. Every night when I go to bed.
Harrison, my guitar player, came in and played on it, and he did the helicopter noises.
What Harry was doing was he was playing a chord with the volume down on the guitar, turning up the volume and shaking the neck as hard as he could. So it was going.
We were like, maybe that's stupid if we make it sound like a helicopter. And then we ended up doing it, and I loved it. I have a theory that the jokes you make in the studio are actually just kind of the best ideas, but you're just shoving them aside. Or if you get made fun of for having the idea, you can claim it was a joke. Whatever your joke idea is probably just a genius idea you're a little nervous about. When we went to record drums, we were like, oh man, it should come in on the weird offbeat where I say drums.
I asked you how I was playing drums.
And we're like, maybe that's stupid.
You said it's too much shit to carry.
And it ended up being my favorite thing about the song. I love the idea of something kind of turning into another universe. Like, you set one tone, and then the tone just, like, completely shifts.
Those were the Optagon drums. Optagon was a toy piano. I think it was made by Mattel, if I remember correctly. And it has these, like, discs that go in it, but they're made of, like, laminated paper. It's all floppy. And you put them in, and they have different sounds on them, so you can select just the drums from these discs, and you can adjust the tempo until it kind of grooves with your song. And if you put them in upside down, they play backwards.
Rob Moose did all the strings on my record. He plays with Paul Simon. He plays all over Bon Iver stuff. It was important to keep it sparse at the beginning to me. I am a real sucker for a big build song. All I had to say was, yeah, I want it to be really sparse in the beginning and then open up. And so, yeah, we just, like, put Rob in front of a microphone and he did a bunch of stuff that we really liked. The squeaky, weird string hits are Rob's specialty. I really gravitate towards people who have a completely different go-to thing than I do, like an instinctual thing that's just so far out for me. And Rob's definitely like that. Like, it's just intuitive for him to do stuff like that. And then Tony Berg, the producer of my record, told me I needed an outro. So I, like, went into the vocal booth once to sing the melody.
Ooh, ooh.
And then a bunch of people went in a different time to sing harmonies.
Ooh, ooh.
We layered it on top of each other. It was like this very victorious feeling thing. Tony handed us each, like, a cowbell, a bike bell, all these crazy toys because he loves the Beatles.
And he was, like, giving us these seed pods that had dried out, and we were just like, shake these near the microphone. And then take this train whistle and blow the train whistle every other time.
When we were done recording the outro, And it was so giant and like all the crazy bells and whistles and everybody singing together. It was just this very emotional day. We're listening to The Rough and Tony twirled around his producer chair with a single tear rolling down his face. And he said, "It's as if you're looking back on your life and it was just a failure."
Which was his version of a compliment.
Marshall, who had never sung a harmony before, sang a harmony on this recording.
Do you feel ashamed?
Marshall never really sang until we met. And then when we started singing together, our voices started kind of sounding exactly the same. So I love that quality on the recording.
When you hear my name,
when you sing something like, "Do you feel ashamed when you hear my name?" that could mean it so many different things to so many people. But for me, I think particularly about this one person and this one really bizarre, surreal time in my life that I went into as a younger guy and I came out of it all as an adult.
The craziest feeling ever is being in a relationship that's like all consuming. It's your whole life for years. And then just the wake of that. It's so crazy that people can be completely estranged from their exes after being best friends for years, that someone would think of you and feel ashamed of what happened. And that's just the only feeling that's left. But now my association with the song is like singing it every night and listening through other people's ears. A highlight of the show for me is like people singing along at the end. What I like about this song is it's not really telling you why you're sad. It doesn't say a lot about what you're supposed to feel. And I'm just so glad people got it.
And now, here's Scott Street by Phoebe Bridgers in its entirety.
Walking Scott Street, feeling like a stranger, with an open heart, open container. I've got a stack of mail and a tall can. It's a shower, beer, it's a payment plan. There's helicopters over my head every night when I go to bed. Spending money and I earned it. When I'm lonely, that's when I'll burn it. Do you feel ashamed when you hear my name? I asked you, how is your sister? I heard you got degree. I said that makes me feel old. You said, what does that make me?
Do you feel ashamed?
Visit songexploder.net for more information about Phoebe Bridgers and her bandmate Marshall Vore. You'll also find a link to buy or stream this song. Next time on Song Exploder, Mumford & Sons. Song Exploder was created by executive producer Hrishikesh Hirway. This episode was produced and edited by Christian Kunz. Special thanks to Morgan Travis and Kenny Becker. Carlos Lerma made the artwork, which you can see on the Song Exploder website. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a collective of fiercely independent podcasts. You can learn about all of our shows at radiotopia.fm. You can find Song Exploder on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Song Exploder. And you can find me at Tao Get Stay Down. My name is Tao Nguyen. Thanks for listening. Before you leave, you must know.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.